Phil was close. He could have been that.
Psycho sports parent.
He occasionally would show up and watch practice.
That's timid.
He was bordering. But during the games, he would never yell once. He just
Jesus, he was
stood at the top of the bleachers.
He was just invested. Did he?
Yeah. Dude, one time I got done, my sophomore year. No, this is crazy. I get done. I came down to the basement. Phil was down there, and he like muted the television when I sat down on the couch, and he was like, "How do you think you played tonight?" I was like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "If you had to grade yourself, what would you give it?" I was like, "The fucking B." He's like, "I say D," but I was like, "Holy shit, Phil!" That was the only time he ever did it.
God damn.
He was mad at how I played.
Yeah, that's the worst. That must feel bad.
I was a sophomore. Give me a chance.
Come on,
dude.
Man. Yeah.
Going up against black defensive ends.
I was getting
rocked.
I used to get picked up. My parents truly didn't give a fuck at all. But my friend's dad was like, he'd pick us up from summer games and like in summer leagues and fucking yell at us the whole way home. And I'd just be like, "Man, what the fuck?"
Yeah.
I would just sit in the back and kind of laugh. I'm like, "It's not my
dad."
Yeah,
it's funny. I would laugh during basketball. I never took that seriously. And I'd laugh.
Yeah.
I got in trouble several times.
Yeah.
Coaches would just, "You think this is funny?"
Yeah.
I'd be like, "Yeah." I wish I had what I know now. I'd be like, "Yes, dude.
Oh, my God.
You're 48. You're yelling at seventh graders about fucking, the score was 12-7.
Yeah, true.
You loser.
That is
kind of. You drunk fucking loser.
God damn it, dude. That is like the darkest shit in the world. Spazzing.
Being a drunk fucking peewee football coach.
And spazzing. We had dudes that would like lay down, like almost cry.
In practice, he'd be in full pads.
Freak.
Come on.
Dude, we had a guy who used to wear shorts like 1970s, like tight shorts to the top, little polo, and he would fucking freak out. And his son, he made his son the quarterback, and his son stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they
bad.
Always make their kid their
it's
fucking
crazy.
Son the quarterback.
It's crazy.
My son's a quarterback,
the son was not a quarterback. I don't want to go back way back in time and vault and trash this dude's son as QB. But he clearly wasn't QB material.
He's not QB material.
I wasn't QB material.
You were not QB1 material.
I knew I wasn't QB1.
You do have leadership skills, though.
I'll give myself that.
You're a bit of
that.
A leader. I could see that.
I'll give myself that. But that's more. I'd like to lead from the other side of the ball. I'm talking middle
Your
linebacker.
Defense. You're middle linebacker?
I'm talking about middle linebacker.
I could see you with the Cowboy collar, especially how jacked you've gotten lately. You might look good in pads
cowboy
right now.
Collar.
Get a Cowboy collar.
I'm more of a safety right now. I'm more of a safety.
Before the snap. Yeah, you'd be good. You'd be a throwback, dude. No gloves, no wristbands.
Oh, dude. I wanted the cowboy collar so bad.
Cowboy collar is so sick. I got it in seventh grade. Oh, it was so fucking nice.
God damn it, dude.
Obviously, I missed weight eighth grade year. keeps me up at night. I missed out on that season. We could have made it, dude. They lost the Super Bowl without me. I was just watching.
Oh, no.
I got to get big for freshman football, guys. Sorry. Can't cut weight now. Can't be down to 142.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I fucking...
They're like, "We need you big for next year, dude. Don't try to... Don't do it."
How sick did that feel, though, that summer? I used to chug gallons of milk going in freshman football, and I was like, "Dude, this is so important." Yeah, I thought I was going to the NFL. You have to understand. I really thought I was going to the NFL when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was chugging milk.
You were Urlacher.
The summer I was going into freshman year... I was waking up. I would go lift with the team prematurely. I lifted as like a 14-year-old. I was in there with the football team. I asked permission to go lift with them, and I was just chugging milk.
Yeah,
sitting on my ass all summer and lifting with
just
the team,
chugging milk.
Dude, being like, "I'm going to be in the NFL."
Yeah,
and I just got smashed. I was like, "Why are the linemen so big?"
Yeah,
it was just fucking, dude.
They're big. It's not like little when you're a little kid. Whoever the lineman is, just suck.
Yeah,
they're just everybody's small.
Dude,
whoever the offensive line is, or the least athletic kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was playing, dude. I was playing line, fullback, like both special teams. I was playing everything.
You were a hitter.
I was, dude. But I always was cautious about putting my head down. I've always been smart about not fucking hitting the head into people. I like the clash of the scrimmage. But dude,
Noah was a good player. Noah was offensive guard, weren't you? Yeah, beast.
How nice did you feel when you pulled? That was my favorite.
Pulling is so nice.
Pulling
dude.
Was so
Unless
fun.
You fall like a fat idiot. Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
You fall because somebody gets knocked back. You just get tripped.
Sometimes you're not looking. Then a DN comes, just cleans your clock.
Yeah, you get hit.
I did prefer blocking, hitting people blocking to tackling. Tackling I didn't mind, but I preferred just like really just bam and nailing someone.
Blocking is awesome.
Pulling guard, when they used to pull me, I loved
traps,
that shit.
Dude, it's so fun when someone doesn't see you coming.
Yep.
You get to just level some dude.
That's so fucking
such
sick.
A cheap fucking shot too. It's just somebody getting through the line like, "Oh, I got through. This is great."
Just nail him.
Then you get to fucking hit him and go.
I still love that, dude.
What's up, motherfucker?
Dude, knowing the halfback.
This is my fucking, dude, this is my field.
Knowing the half.
This is my fucking field. Fucking.
Dude, knowing the halfback was behind me and I was fucking hitting.
Oh,
it was
so nice. Dude,
I
when you block,
it.
When you block and you see him go by, and you're like.
I fucking love
when you
love
see
it.
Him take it to the house, you're like, oh.
It's the best.
Oh, it's so fun.
Pee-wee football was so fun. They're actually, I take it all back. They're so right. This guy was like, this is going to be the best shit ever. Come on. It was so
I would
fun.
Give anything to put the pads on and get out there with you, boy. Dude. Every coach ever has said that. You don't know how good you have it, dude. The rest of your life is a fucking nightmare. I hate my fucking bitch wife. God damn it. I wish I was with you kids. Dude, getting fucked up as a coach and spilling the beans to the kids in the locker room. Like, God damn, the pussy you guys could get if I was in your school.
What about this girl? You guys like her?
Oh,
just curious.
See some of those cheerleaders. Those fucking cheerleaders, they're growing up, huh? I mean, what do you boys think of that? That's my dream.
Coaching would be
my dream
so
is,
fun.
Dude, obviously I love being a comedian, doing stand-up comedy, being a fucking comedian.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me, I have something in me that wants to be a coach.
You should.
There's a part I keep. I don't know what it is. There's a part of me that keeps wanting to scream to a group of dudes. We got guys. I can't even finish the sentence. I just know I want to scream that, whether it's good or bad. We got guys going half ass out there, not full speed. We go full speed. It's in there, dude. I want it so bad.
You walk in here. You walk in your room at nighttime. No one's in there. It's fucking.
Yep.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know what to say right now.
I don't know what to say right now, but I'm...
Listen. Listen up. I am so proud. I want that so bad, dude.
Shit,
listen to me.
I mean, dude, I can...
I am so proud to be your head football coach. And then they all hug me. And like,
oh, my God.
It's coming, dude.
It's gotta. I'm telling you.
My second cancellation, I'm going straight back to high school
football. You have to watch the movie where the guy coaches... It's like based on a true story where he coaches his sons. He was an NFL defensive coordinator.
Oh, the Sandler Sean Payton.
Yeah. And he goes.
Yeah.
It was Kevin James.
Kevin James. Sean Payton.
Dude, the movie's good.
I'm going
to
check it out.
You'll get fired up. Right. Him coming back to his high school team and he's watching his like son's team. And he's like, what's that guy doing? He's like, I'm not going to say anything. He goes down. He's like, hey. And he starts.
It's
so fucking funny.
There's a clip I have to show you. It's a great high school football clip. It's from the early 90s of, it's this Texas playoff game, semifinals. This team's down like 42-17 with like 2 minutes left. They score a touchdown, but the radio announcers are from the team that's losing. Mm-hmm. They're like, all right, we got some fight in us left. All right, good boy. Mm-hmm. And then they get the onside kick, score again. And they're like, hey, you never know.
We got a ball game.
Then they get another onside kick score. They're like, God damn, we're right back in this thing.
Holy.
Here we go, boys. Get another onside kick. They're like, we did it. Oh, my God. They score a touchdown. They're like, oh, the most improbable comeback of all time. There's like 10 seconds left. They kick it off. The other team returns the kick. They lose.
Oh.
These dudes are like, oh, no. Oh, God, no, God bless those kids. I feel sick. I mean, it is the most heart-wrenching loss I've ever seen, dude.
Oh.
You gotta see it. These dudes, yeah.
But that's when you go in
just
as a
losing
coach,
their mind
like,
for
boys.
High school. Yeah, I love you.
God damn, I don't care.
You gotta
care.
Say I love you, dude.
This goes deeper than winning or losing, dude. You get real deep as a coach. Yeah. Yeah, I love you, boys.
They're interviewing the guy like 30 years later. It still haunts him.
Really?
Yeah, he's like fucked up from it. They all are. The one dude started crying talking about it. Yeah.
Oh, God, man. That must be kind of cool, though. You have a group of kids. You're watching them within a short period of time, like, grow, learn things about themselves and all this stuff. It is kind of
become
like...
Become men. You get to watch them become men.
True.
You go, God damn, you're getting big.
God
damn. You're big as fuck.
What'd you have this cowboy collar? You used to be mine.
This is cowboy collar. You're going to look so fucking cool in it. You're basically going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Just write me letters. Tell me all the pussy you're getting now.
You're going to be so fucking cool out there, dude. You want to have a beer? I'll give you a beer. Why don't you come to my apartment? I'll give you beers.
Well, maybe you want some girls there. I understand.
We can bring girls. Don't fucking tell anyone about this. Come over to my apartment. I have Coors Lights.
I have Smirnoff Ices on, dude, on chill.
Get so fucked up. I have an old N64. We can play fucking NFL Blitz, dude. I don't have any fucking friends. I love you kids so much. Who are you taking to the dance? Which one of these girls are you taking to the dance?
She seems like a bitch, dude. Honestly.
To the Emerald Cotillion. Dude, I want to go back. I want to go back and coach.
I was just thinking about, dude, when you're like, it's spring. Or no, it would be, actually, sorry, that's fall for football. But it's like, it's like still warm out from the summer. You're playing the first games of the season.
Yeah.
You're standing as a kid in football pads on a foot, like waiting for a kickoff. There was no thoughts in my head back then.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there going, well, like, I hope the ball doesn't go to me. So I'm catch it. That's a lot of pressure. If the ball doesn't go to me first, so that's a lot of pressure. But I can't wait to run. Or on a kickoff, dude, I'd be like, I'm going to run as fast as fuck and try to fuck somebody up. I don't care who it is. Yeah. I'm running into someone. I used to love that, dude.
It's the best.
There's like a blur of the sidelines. There's a blur of people on the field. You're like, that sounds like my dad, all right?
Yeah.
And you just go, I'm going to run as fast as I
fucking can.
Yeah.
Come on, Matt. Yeah. Come on, Matt. My mom, she's screaming for me.
I like vividly remember that.
I need to hit a kid from the other school, so my dad's proud.
Love that shit. Play tough out there. Remember, I get the big bumps on my arms and be like, fuck yeah, dude. I am definitely going to be in the NFL.
I'm going to play for the Eagles.
Obviously. Obviously.
Just one strong kid from the other school.
I hated that. Oh, I hated those kids. Bigger and stronger.
The jacked kid from the other school was out there. Gotta go, fuck, I gotta block that kid.
Yeah, exactly. It's always nice.
He's gonna fuck me up.
He's not my guy. And then you gotta watch him tear someone. Yeah,
watch him rip one of your friend's heads off. Oh, shit. This guy's killing it. LeMaire, I wish you played football. You'd have been nice out there.
I quit.
I wish you hadn't quit. You would have been good. Dude. You've been nice nose guard.
No, I hate it running.
Yeah, that does blow.
Yeah. That was the worst.
You'd have been a nice nose guard, dude.
True.
Yeah.
Low to the ground, strong. Yeah. You'd have been a problem on the D-line.
Dude, you really fucking would.
You would. Then if you drop enough weight, you'd be a fullback, lead block.
You think a full point? You think
he's quick, dude.
I know. He's got a four-point stance.
I'd like to see him in a four-point stance, going forward, just diving forward. Good luck.
Giving centers hell, dude. You'd be like, as soon as that ball lifted off the ground, you'd be...
You'd be under there. How do you feel about that? What's that make you think?
I appreciate it. I don't know. I just can't play. I don't know. I don't like the waiting. There's a lot of waiting in football, even though there's still like a lot of action. There's still like a lot of waiting.
No, trust me. When you're on the field, you're very happy there's waiting.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't wait to get the fuck off and get some water and sit down, dude. This sucks. This hurts. This guy across from me is better than me. I got to get knocked out, get fucked up by him football for three straight hours.
Dude, it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard.
You get rocked by a dude for an hour and a half in front of your dad. Somebody better than you, a better man.
I think that was one of the reasons I quit, because my parents couldn't come because they had to work. So I was like, "What? Why am I even doing this?"
Yeah, you're not even doing it to make your father proud.
Yeah.
I liked when my parents didn't come.
I hated when my parents were there.
Oh, I didn't like when they were there. Football was one thing, you couldn't see it. Basketball was like...
Basketball was so embarrassing.
They were right there, and I'd miss a shot and like look at them.
Dude,
and like,
is there any more pressure as a kid than getting fouled? Going to the foul line in front of the entire gym and being like, please don't fucking airball this.
I've airballed him.
Yeah, dude, I've had something slammed across the side of the back. No rim, just straight backboard. People for real, like audibly gasping.
See, I've done it where I've touched nothing. Like, you just missed the rim entirely. And it's just
hit the bottom of the net.
Mentally fall out completely. You're like, fuck.
You got to make a joke. You got to laugh.
It's four girls from our grade there, and you go,
the cheerleaders.
Oh, you're red. I turned red, and I have my fucking
one time
braces.
I had to check in. I had the wrong jersey or something. I had to take my fucking shirt off directly in front of the cheerleaders. That's how you become a high school coach. Something traumatic like that happens. You go, we got guys out there, and I know what it's like to take your shirt off in front of the fucking cheerleaders. That shit sucks. It's the worst day of your life. You're never going to recover, dude. Because you had tits in seventh grade.
You guys think this stuff's... Imagine a lady seeing your inverted nipples, dude.
Because you had puffy nipples because you were going through puberty and the girls didn't even know what that was. So they thought you had weird nipples. Fuck. And the one girl that gave head was in there. And you thought you had a chance. Till she saw your fat nipples at the Main Street gym. It's all right. You got vinegar fries after the game, and that was worth it. Dude, everybody saw your puffy nipples. Come in, airball way up, get some french fries. Call it a day, dude. Back to the basement for Vidya Games. Nothing can hurt us there.
You have a fucking fun dip this, man.
Like, full uniform, just crushing nachos.
I was trying to forget.
I'm just trying to drain out the pain.
A fun dip, trying to forget, dude.
Of the eighth grade girls seeing my nipples.
Where are we at, John? Dude, I had a fucking harrowing experience the other day.
Yeah, what happened?
I was in the shower. No, dude, this is... I'm still fucking...
No, I was... It's funny to say harrowing.
It was harrowing when you hear what happened. I still don't know how I feel about this. I was in the shower.
Because I was just thinking to myself, I know some people that are having some harrowing experiences. That's funny to think.
You want to talk about...
Party time.
You want to talk about oppression, dude? Oh, yeah. Oh, heroin. No, harrowing. You want to talk oppression, dude? I'm in the shower. I'm fucking showering my butt, dude.
Yeah.
How do you clean your butt out before I even begin?
I'll tell you what, and this is interesting. I used to feel weird about the whole fucking spread your cheeks, bend down.
That's my move.
You said it. And I was like, yeah, there's nothing gay. This is normal. Everybody does this.
The bidet from the sky, dude. You fucking spread down and let it rain upon you.
The sky bidet, dude. Yeah, I do that. Also, I'm not afraid to talk. To get my hands in there, dude.
No, really?
I'm fired up, dude. I'm fucking, during the sky bidet, I'll fucking...
You'll get in there.
I pretty much finger my ass every time I shower.
Dude, you finger your ass in your bed, you finger your ass in the shower.
I'm a very anal-centric human.
You're anal retentive, dude, yeah.
Very, yeah. But dude, I don't like anything going up it.
Just in and around.
Just
you're not scared to get in there.
The outside, I'm not, there's nothing sexual about it. I'm just itching.
So you'll go about a centimeter
I'll scratch an itch.
Centimeter in.
No.
If you're wiping your butt, you're going a centimeter in. You're spreading your
okay,
butt.
If that's okay. What, yeah.
For, maybe right, six. Sure.
I'll probably go a couple inches in. I'm fucking.
Yeah. What I used to do is, dude, I'm one of six kids. So like we just had one bar of soap. And I would take the bar of soap and just run it up my butt crack. Put it back down.
Yeah, everybody was doing it.
Yeah, so it's like, that's what I used to do. So then I was like, that's kind of gross. So I spread my butt cheeks. So I'm in that. We have this tiny.
I'm sorry. I know. I keep cutting this fucking story off. You ever shower in your parents' bathroom and their pubes are on the soap?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
I remember that vividly.
Yeah. It's long.
As a
dude.
Young kid and not really.
You didn't like
not
it.
Really putting it together.
Really?
Well, being, young enough, being young enough to like look at a bar of soap, every single bar of soap in every parent's shower has a pube on it.
It
right
has
now.
To, dude.
Your dad and mom's pubes are on that soap.
100%. And they're still using bar soap, too.
Yeah, of course they're using
like
bar soap,
like an Irish
soap,
Springs
dude.
With just a fucking... Dude, my dad's pubes were like a fucking pube,
dude.
6 inches
basically
long.
Basically a sequoia of pubes in the pube genre.
My dad's pubes are huge, dude.
In the pube genus. Dad pubes are fucking redwoods.
Damn.
Thick sequoia pubes.
Just like you cut a tree open and see the rings inside.
Yeah, you can
dude,
see
just,
how many fucking.
It's just like, yeah, it's like this color, that color, then it's just gray. Damn, dude. All
right, sorry to interrupt your story, but yes, I just thinking about pubes on soap.
I'm sitting there, I'm showering, and
you fish
this isn't
them
the
out
first time it's happening. I'm just spreading my butt cheeks, washing out. Girlfriend pops the shower open. I'm like, fuck. Catches me washing my butt. She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know this, and this has been strictly my experience, but I know I can say, I guess black people in general, black women bring washcloths. They get like a washcloth, little towel.
Yeah, they don't use soap like that. They don't use bar soap like
or
that.
Or like loofah. I mean, maybe loofahs, but they'll get like separate washcloths and they wash the face and the butt.
Yeah.
So I'm that skeeves me because I'm like, dude.
Just like, watch your ass crack.
I'm like, you're wiping your butt with a fucking towel and then you just hang it up. I'm like, ew. At least my butt's dirty. You have a cleaner butt than me, for sure. My butt, I'm not getting it out that good, dude. I'm hitting the water on it. I'm hoping it's good. Again, hitting it with some Vaseline, like I talked about. Put a little Vaseline in there.
Do you really?
If it gets fucked
How
up.
How often would you say you put Vaseline in your
butt? I haven't put
butt?
Vaseline in my butt in years.
Oh, okay.
But all now right, I do right, use right. coconut oil. I use my dong wax, dude, sometimes.
You use Matt McCusker's famous, world
dong
famous
wax.
Dong wax?
Yeah.
Dude, we're going to market
with
that.
With colloidal silver.
What'd you just say?
That's Alex Jones. I put a toothpaste with colloidal silver. It's great. No, so...
I was like, what the fuck was that? I had no idea that was an impersonation. You were just like, hey, I was like, damn. No, the second time you said it was good. It was very good.
That's his commercial.
Matt is secretly good at impressions. You're secretly good at impressions.
I gotta loosen up for a while, dude.
You do, but you have a fucking killer. On demand? You have a killer Sansom Street Worldwide Pat.
Oh.
You're so good at that. Shout out Pat McDermott, dude. What up, Worldwide Pat? And, Mr. Sansom Street himself, dude. You have God a killer. Damn. You have that. You have the Korean accent down pat.
Yeah, yeah.
Down pat. And Alex Jones, that wasn't bad.
No, you're Alex Jones. You have another good one. Dan Carlin.
Carlin was the one that you caught my attention. You're like, and again.
This kid's got it.
And right when you said again, I was like, all right, we're starting a podcast.
Yep.
Let's do it. I'll take you fucking jump on my back. This kid's got what it takes. Let's go to the mountaintop.
Let's go to the top.
And what was the last one? Jordan Peterson's fucking sick.
I haven't listened to him for a while.
So, yes. Actually, you know what's funny?
It's not good.
That story you just told me reminds me of an old Chappelle sketch.
It's not over yet, bro.
Oh, sorry.
It's not over yet, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
So I go, I'm like, dude, we're like kind of not arguing. Meanwhile, she comes in the shower. We're in like a 2-foot by 2-foot space, kissing cousins, dude, just face to face. We're just close.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is disgusting. You wipe your butt, like you wash your butt like that. I'm like, dude, the way you wash your butt is disgusting. She's like, let me wash your butt and you'll see how it feels. Bro, she took the rag. She took the black people fucking butt rag. And fucking baptized my white butt with it, dude. She washed my butt out for me. And I was, you remember like the Sure Unsure commercials?
Yeah.
Where it's like, Sure Unsure. I was walking around with an unsure butt, dude. It was
like, you're talking about the streaks and the unsure.
Yeah. And they put their armpits are up and they're like, unsure. And they put them down.
I thought you were talking about like a Tide stain removal.
No, but I'm talking about the Sure thing. Unsure. And they're like, I don't know. I was unsure, dude. My butt, I was like, I forbade her from looking at the cloth after she was done.
Ew, dude. How nasty was your butt?
It was fucked up. Ew. A fucked up butt.
I mean, I guess.
It was Sunday, bro. It was Sunday dinner at the family.
It was Sunday.
I had a bunch of fucking steaks and some, my mommy made me muffins, dude.
Your butt was oozing, dude.
My butt was fucked up, bro.
It was Old Faithful. It was just a nice butt.
Usually I get in the pool, and the pool's a good cleaner of the butt. You get the chlorine up in there. No pool for me, bro. I just had the rabbit running around with the dog in the dog pen. I had a sweaty fucking butt. My parents have a fucking rabbit at their house. And
Matt posted a sick video on Instagram of a rabbit running in circles and a dog smelling it occasionally.
With techno music as a soundtrack. It was tight. People actually pointed out it was the Snatch. Remember Snatch when they have the dogs chasing the rabbit and they're like,
oh, wah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that, dude. I basically just invented Snatch.
Like a greyhound.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chasing a rabbit. So.
That's what I said when you got to the house. I was like, the dog is literally bred exactly for what you just did.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
That's what it is.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. So I got my butt washed, dude.
So you had your girlfriend wipe your ass in the shower?
Dude, she fucking cleaned it out for me.
God damn, dude. You know what?
So hot. It was so hot.
I think it comes down to a level of confidence physically.
What?
I would never, ever let my girlfriend wipe my ass.
Dude. I mean, she had the cloth ready for me. I'm arguing her point. And then again, I'm a curious little bear, dude. So I was what's it like, dude? She soaped that thing up and fucking dug in. She got in there and wiped my butt was squeaking, dude.
That's nice. Then, dude,
the worst fucking part, I was like, all right. I kept being like, you're done. She's like, I got to make sure it's clean. I was like, how the fuck are you going to do that, dude? She spread and fucking
peeked. No.
She peeked into the eye of Mordor and I was like, get the fuck out of there.
Ew.
Did you ever see your butthole before?
Yes.
How'd you see it?
The mirror.
Exactly. You spread, you're just like, I just want to
look at my butt. Yeah, you get in the mirror, you're fucking like, whoa, dude, that's disgusting.
You turn around like a bird, you're like, ew.
Yeah.
It's just like
pink.
Well, your butthole has a brown ring on the end of it.
Yeah, of hair.
Of hair. And then there's just brown, we all have a POC fucking ring around our butthole. Just your
sphincter.
Don't say,
don't do that, dude.
What?
Don't fucking make this about race.
I'm not making it
wrong. You're racist, dude. You're out of Antifa.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I'm Antifa.
That actually would get me booted.
I call Antifa.
I'll get back in. I'm going to write a 10-page apology on Facebook and get right back in.
Your girlfriend, your POC girlfriend,
fuck, dude,
wiping your ass with
a
washcloth.
Dude.
That is how everybody in Antifa became Antifa.
I thought it was my privilege.
No, a black person wiped your butt.
With the fucking
And now you're Antifa. Now you're Antifa. Now you're out there like, communism.
That's how I got an Antifa.
Destroy the globalists.
Yeah, dude, so she peeked into my butthole, and I was like, don't ever look into my butthole ever again.
Damn.
We got to lay some ground rules down, babe, because this
butthole
is going off the tracks.
Is well off limits.
This is off the tracks. But, if we take a shower again, I might let her clean my butt again, dude. I can get into
that. That's wild.
Have her be the keeper of my butt.
If I'm cleaning my butt and I know my girlfriend's in the bathroom, I will definitely say every single time, don't come in.
That's what I do.
We usually hop in the shower together after we make sweet love. Ooh. But usually it's one goes in first and perhaps pees or does whatever that cleans their butt.
Yeah. Cleans the butt after sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting involved. I'm getting real involved. And,
Yo, how hard is it not to touch the butthole during sex?
It's impossible.
You have to do it.
Also,
that's my thing. And this is
all right. Hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry,
my sister, stop listening right now. Please stop listening right now. You have 5 seconds to stop listening because I'm about to talk about gross stuff.
Well,
5.
Young love.
4. All right, you're out. So, just fast forward 15 seconds.
True.
Yeah, dude. It's almost impossible not to touch the butthole.
Dude, it's the best.
It's an instant nut. Dude, if I fucking hook one in there, hello.
I just gotta touch it. Dude. I just gotta go like this.
It's knockout punch every time.
My thing is, no one, like, if you were to be like, hey, can I touch your butthole? They'll go, absolutely not. You have to do it, dude. And again, this is bad, dude.
What is?
It's against the rules of consensual sex.
Whoa!
I'm just saying, if you're having sex with someone,
very Antifa. Antifa is very pro rape.
This is they don't like rape. And I'm saying you're having
comrades
loving consensual sex. You're having loving consensual sex. I'm saying you don't ask like, "Can I touch your butthole?"
No, you gotta go
you
for it.
You spread her butt a little bit. You're having sex. You hold the butt and you go, whoop, spread it out, and they go, "Oh," and you go, "You like that?"
Sometimes
huh?
they do that, or sometimes they
then
say,
"Then you push outside of the ring." You go like this. You push the ring down just a little bit with both your thumbs. You squiggle it, and they go, "Ooh," and you go, "All right, the butt's open, dude." And you do
butt's
whatever you
open
want
for business,
but you can't be like,
"It's business time."
Oh, it's important to me that you concede with me touching your butt. If you ask to touch your butthole, the answer is no.
Yeah,
you can't. No.
In fact, sometimes when you touch a butthole, the immediate answer is no. But there's not a lot of action taken to stop you.
No harm, no foul. I'm off.
Hold on, hear me out here.
Blow the whistle, I'm out.
Every once in a while there's a little bit of that.
Dude, even Mark McGuire hits a foul ball, bro.
It's like, no, don't do that. But they really, they don't fucking.
That's a slippery slope. Well, however,
of course, if it's a one night stand.
No, I'm not
if it's your fucking girlfriend.
I'm not shaming you because someone you're dating and they're
but
like,
if it was well,
I don't,
me and my girlfriend,
I don't like
on.
It. Yeah.
My girlfriend and I are close enough to be like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah. Or at least not today.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it would just be like, stop, dude.
Sometimes the forecast is cloudy on the girlfriend's butthole,
sometimes
dude.
Sometimes
that
old
like,
washcloth was in the fucking dryer. They didn't have time.
They're unsure.
Just had some Chipotle.
Ooh.
Yep. Next thing you know, you got a messy butt. And the last thing you need is a dirty dog like Matt McCusker getting knuckle deep in your butthole.
I don't enter the butthole, dude.
All right, we should stop talking about this. There's
enough. Hey, Katie, tag back in.
Yeah. Hey, my sister, you're allowed back in.
Anyway. It is nice, but all right.
No,
so.
Shut the fuck up. I just tagged my sister back in. My sister listens to this, and never mind.
What?
Nothing. Let's keep going. Because that's a fucking disgusting.
Let's keep moving, dude. Anyway, so
it's disgusting.
And
it's against my religion to talk about butt stuff.
True. I'm against anal. I'm against sodomy.
I do not like sodomy,
dude.
I had my one uncle fucked me in the ass. No, dude, I do not like sodomy.
Even I've heard guys kiddingly be like, "My girl's on her period. She don't have to give up that ass." And it's like, dude, you're gonna fuck her in the butt.
Number one, you're a douche. Dude. You sound like you should be marching in Charlottesville. If that's how you talk, you either were Antifa or alt-right. Every single one of those dudes was like, "Well, the river runs red, so I'm going to have to take the dirt road." It's like, dude, disgusting.
My thing is, like, that's supposed to be your friend on some level, dude, your girlfriend. It's like, you're going to fuck her in the butt?
Dude, I did not know you were a male feminist.
I'm just saying, dude, that's your friend.
Matt is officially Antifa. He is also a male feminist, dude.
But, dude,
supposed to be your friend.
It is.
Spiritual.
I'm
partner.
Saying, dude, you're like.
No, you're right.
That's your buddy, dude, on some.
Yeah, you don't
want to
be
your
like.
Your boy buddy.
What, your pussy's bleeding? Let me fuck you in the ass.
And then that post butt fuck chill sesh, you're like.
Thanks.
You come and you're like, I totally didn't have to do that. I could have jerked off later. You were about to leave and go to Target. I didn't have to fuck your butthole. I could have just jerked off. I'm just saying that's a mean thing.
Fucking a butthole is a
against it, dude.
Intense situation.
I mean, again, you do you, bro. You want to fuck buttholes, Shane? You do you.
I don't want to fuck buttholes.
I'm against it, dude. I don't think it's nice.
I literally can't. My penis is too girthy and strong.
True.
It really causes a lot of issues.
True. I mean,
so I try not to.
There's that dude Rocco. He's a porn star. His dick's fat, dude.
Yeah, but who's he fucking? Porn stars.
Porn stars. True.
Disgusting whores.
True.
Absolutely filthy, disgusting women. Only lay with the finest, righteous women.
True, dude.
I only lay with righteous.
I only watch male-centric heterosexual porn. Do we talk about that?
Before we take a break. Shout out fucking Mike and Noel. What up, though?
They're the wedding people?
They were at the wedding.
Oh, they weren't.
They weren't the only ones that were...
They weren't married.
...questioning your sanity.
Good. Let them, dude.
No, people are genuinely excited to meet you.
That's what we tell you.
People are excited to see you.
That's true.
They've been listening to your fucking crazy fucking rants. They're like, I gotta see this guy. It almost felt like I was defending you. I wasn't defending you, but I was like, no, he's a fucking normal dude.
Just got some wild thoughts, dude.
But I will say, 90% of the shit you confess on here, I'm like, whoo, maybe he's not as normal as I thought, dude.
You'd be surprised, dude, what people fucking keep in. When I meet people who are like extremely normal, I'm always like, what's kicking around in that head, bud?
I itch my butt a lot.
Please.
I get in there.
That's a smoke screen, dude.
What are you talking about?
Everyone's butt itches.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's just like everybody. That's one that everybody kind of hides. I'm talking right straight to butthole, not outside the pants.
I'll
go in there, dude, especially before I go to sleep.
What do you don't wash
not
your
every
hand?
Night, but I'm just like, yeah, it's funny. Then I'll forget. I'll forget like that night. Like if I itch my ass crack and then like put my hand up by my face to go to sleep. Yeah. And then it's just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Do you ever not wipe your ass so then you can itch your butt more at nighttime?
Holy fuck.
I don't
know
that. I'm
dude,
just saying.
No.
It sounds like you're anally masturbating through the guise of
itchy
butt.
There's nothing like that. I just have a fucked up butthole.
You purposely don't wipe your butt.
Ew, man. Although I will say I have enough of a messy butt that I do miss, like, I feel like,
butt. I'm just like, eh. I get as close as I can, and if it starts bleeding a little, I'm like, I'm done, dude, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll come back tomorrow.
It bleeds easy as fuck.
Yeah, man.
If I wipe hard, I got a bloody butt.
I wipe hard as fuck.
Yeah, I can't not wipe hard. Having an itchy butt is the worst thing in the world.
It fucking sucks.
Well, not the worst, but I will.
It's up there.
I gotta go hard on that butt.
It's a problem. Dude, I told you my mom used to do when we were little. If you had itchy butt, she would just make us slather Vaseline in our buttholes.
How'd that feel?
It makes the itch go away. And then if you slather...
I got a saucy butt.
If you slather... you go to bed. If you just slather...
Butt crack.
I'm telling you, you do. You have like a fucking gay-ready butt crack. You just slather up some Vaz, hit the sheets, you wake up, brand new butthole.
Really?
I don't know how I'm like, oh, fuck, that's horrible to think about. But how the hell did you figure that out? Oh, fuck.
Damn, you want to know how she figured that out?
I don't want to think about it, dude. My mom just knows.
She stumbled upon that.
And no one
what
else.
What was she doing with Vaz in her butt?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Hopefully, maybe it was just an old fucking Irish folklore, dude. Someone told her about
Vaseline's not that old, is it?
They used to crack the aloe leaf and put it in their old butthole, dude.
No, I think... the McCuskers were like, we have too many kids. We got to explore some options.
That's very likely, actually. It's an old Irish fucking trick,
dude.
The clan
has grown too large.
Let your husband take you from behind and put the petroleum in there. Dude, I actually, every time I get poison, I was laughing about this today. Every time I get poison ivy, I get it on my balls. It always infests my dick.
I don't get a poison ivy.
Really?
I don't get poison ivy, yeah.
Dude, I get it. And then every time I notice it, I'm in the shower and the hot water hits my dong and I go, oh, that feels nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because hot water is itching poison ivy. And then it gets to the point where my whole dong's covered. And I've done it before where I've sat in the shower and like the water felt so good that I tried to see if I could come from it.
All right, dude. You definitely are weirder than most people. I was trying to in my head, I was like, all right, I got to fucking counter this guy's weirdness. I was like, I itch my butt. You're like, please, dude, my mom had Vaseline in her ass. Like, all right.
Dude, that works, though. For all the listeners, I might partner with the Dong Wax to be butt wax Dong Wax.
Yeah, dude.
That'll be another business unknowingly supported by gay guys.
This. I've used Preparation H.
Never have.
And that's the same thing.
As Vaseline?
Pretty much.
See?
It stops the itching.
Yeah. Chuck some Vaz in it, dude. Yeah. Sit down. Go to sleep.
I'm fucking jarred loose. Nap. I've jarred my butt loose from all those farts. Dude, I'm a hard fart pusher. I push farts all day. And every once in a while, I'll just tear a butt. It comes with it.
Yeah. That
comes with the territory of being a good farter.
Tear like a butt, a butt ridge or whatever. What would you tear?
Something pops out.
You tear your dragon skin if you fart too hard under your balls.
The dragon skin just rips open.
You lose a scale. You fart too hard.
Dude, that sucks about your mom and the Vaseline.
Dude, it was an old trick. It was an old Irish trick, dude.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
They probably used to use mud back in the day, and then they found Vaz, and like, oh, even better. Let's fix our sore butts now. I stumbled. I was like, yeah, I don't know if my mom figured. I was like, no.
That was so great. You figured that out, like, at the beginning of that sentence.
I put that thought down like a dog, dude. I'm like, nah, boy. Go to sleep.
I mean, your mom's butt is way, that's the last. It's the final frontier.
God
dude.
Damn it, dude.
You want to stay away from that.
That's where the funny stops, dude. That's where the funny is. That's the mom's, funny train last mom's stop, dude. Holes. You're on the funny train. You're like, hey, are we going? Like, nah, last stop, dude. Get off.
Mom's
like,
butthole right. is next. That is not where you want to be. There's nothing funny there.
Like, what's that? You're like, that's just a feel of mom's buttholes. Come on. We're not looking at that. Get out of here, boy.